I can't! Oh, grow up!
Are those sound bites familiar to you? The first was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer from the old stop-action animation TV show. The second was comic Joan Rivers using her signature line, which always got a laugh. Those two audio clips represent either the destruction or the salvation of Western civilization. Does that sound crazy? Stay with me and discover just how true it is.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 When people try to figure out what's wrong with America, actually most of the Western world, they tend to focus on the wrong stuff. Like someone looking at a sick tree and diagnosing the leaves when the real problem is in the roots. There's a cultural sickness no one has yet identified. We are in the midst of a cute crisis. No, not an acute crisis as in an angle, less than 90 degrees. No, I mean asshole adults, many of whom are even geriatrics, who think they're cute. They're everywhere, and they're fucking up this world. When I worked for a TV network, I sometimes sat in on screenings of theatrical movies the network was considering licensing from studios for broadcast. The screenings were kind of an in-house informal focus group. On this particular day, it was some Tom Cruise flick. Might have been Cocktail. Whatever it was pretty silly. When Cruise did Risky Business, he was around 19, and it made him kind of a teen idol. And that was okay. He was age-appropriate for the role. Cocktail came out 5 or 6 years later, and the producers were clearly trying to shoehorn him into a part for which he was maybe a little too old. When the screening was finished and the lights came up, some of us were asked our thoughts. Barbara, who was VP of something, and a good one, a TNS chick, she stopped the room cold with her comment on Tom Cruise. She said, and this is a verbatim quote, "A cute boy is cute. A cute man is disgusting." Now, if you think about it, only dogs, some cats, a few other animals are cute, until they're not. A friend of mine had 2 Cairn Terriers, same breed as Toto of The Wizard of Oz. The dogs were cute as hell, until they double-teamed a rabbit, played tug-of-war with it as it screamed in agony and was torn to pieces. Suddenly, they weren't so cute. But they are animals. Only puppies, kittens, and very young kids are truly cute because they're not self-aware. The moment somebody decides to act cute, they're not cute. They're disgusting. But that doesn't stop millions of men and women of all ages from attempting to be cute. My Irish mom, really Irish, born and partly raised there, she used to look at some annoying kid cavorting for attention, might have been a church, a playground, maybe on TV, and she would say, "That kid's got a case of the cutes." Barbara, the TV executive, was really on the same page as mom. Not to throw shade on Tom Cruise, by the way, when he's good, he's great. He should have won the Oscar for Rain Man. His performance was fantastic. But Barbara was 100% right. These adults who think they're cute are not limited to the Gen Z demographic. Plenty of them are boomers. In fact, boomers pioneered the repulsive trend of cute adults. Hippies were the first group that dressed, acted, and thought they were cute, and were applauded for it. They originated Arrested Development because they came of age when America finally had it very easy. It had just won the title belt as superpower. It had a bulletproof economy. Almost everyone could buy a house and a car, and those things could be swung on Dad's paycheck alone, while Mom stayed home, raised the kids, and assured them they were really, really fucking cute. By the mid to late 60s, those war babies, as they were called, were not needed to pitch in and work to help keep the family solvent. So they could stick a flower in their hair, go to San Francisco to turn on, tune in, and drop out, or haul ass to upstate New York for 3 days of loving music, mud, and bad acid on Max Yazger's farm. They all thought they were cute. The media thought they were cute. There were endless documentaries and movies about an event that, in retrospect, was meaningless. Writers tried to coat it with a spirituality, calling it
the largest peaceful gathering since the Sermon on the Mount.
Did anyone do a head count at that event in 31 AD? Nobody asked that question. If they weren't going to San Francisco or Woodstock or some commune, they just headed out to find themselves. Many of the males, those who didn't have flat feet or allergies or student deferments, found themselves in the rice paddies and jungles of South Vietnam. Those that made it back and those that weren't drafted still had the benefit of a booming economy. Most families could still get by on one paycheck. The more affluent parents doubled down on raising kids to be cute rather than smart and competent with some semblance of a moral compass. So now we've had several generations of rampant cuteness. And look what we've got. Never in the history of the world have people been more self-focused. We live in selfie world. About a week ago, someone sent me a link to something on TikTok. They named it after the wrong part of the clock. It should be a cuckoo clock or busted mainspring or maybe just stupid fucking time suck. First video was some chick in a crop top and low-rise jeans dancing in her apartment with some goofball dude over her shoulder who was making,
"Look at me, I'm cute,"
faces. And it had racked up over 72 million views. She was okay, but she wasn't great. Looks, agility, performance, presentation, none were stellar. She had over 10 million followers. Does that make her an influencer? Whom does she influence? People who are very, very easily amused, which is unfortunately most people. She was dancing to the old Beyoncé tune, Single Ladies. If she'd brought something fresh to it, a different take, okay. But she didn't. In fact, that creepy, grifting Ukrainian dwarf dictator Zelensky's drag version was better than this girl's. He certainly thinks he's cute. When he's not in high heels and vinyl slut pants, he's in his phony fatigue costume with the commando sweater like he's some kind of soldier. Are you sick of that asshole? He needs to disappear. Now. Come on, Vlad. Get him gone. Vlad Putin does not think he's cute. He's all business. He's a mensch. Zelensky's a punk. Ukraine is a big country. To think that they chose to let Zelensky run things says that they think a middle-aged clown with a case of the cutes is okay. Of course, in America chose a power-mad pathological liar for president, so I guess as of 2020, Ukrainians were smarter than Americans. When I lived in L.A., my car mechanic was Ukrainian. He was fantastic, not just with cars. He was brilliant. He knew a lot about everything. One day I drove by his shop and saw a banner saying, "Under new management." He was standing out in front, shaking hands with the new owners. He was not wearing coveralls, but really nice threads, so I stopped, asked him what was going on. He had sold a repair shop and bought not one, but two motels in Vegas. By now, I wouldn't be surprised to learn he's buying Caesar's Palace. He made the American dream work for him when he hated commies. When he looks at Zelensky, he probably pukes. But we needn't go to another hemisphere to find a politician who thinks he or she is cute. Justin Trudeau, age 53, may just be the disgusting cute boy to end all disgusting cute boys. As usual, middle-aged men who think they're cute were made that way by a dysfunctional mommy and or daddy. Here's a secret recording of Justy from a couple of years back when truckers had had a belly full of his bullshit and had converged on Justy's palace to voice their displeasure with him.
Hello, hello, mommy. I'm afraid of those truck-driving men. They have dirt under their fingernails. They don't wear neckties. They drive these big smelly machines and their damn horns are ruining everything. Yesterday, I could hardly hear the music during my Zumba class.
Oh, do not be frightened, mon chéri. Remember, your father was a very brave man. When Pierre, felt afraid, he would simply...
Mommy, you whore. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you!
He sure looks like the son of Castro. No matter how he tries to change his appearance. And he's really into blackface. He's done it three times. Once as Aladdin, another time as a calypso singer, and a third for no particular reason or character. Why hasn't he borrowed Zelensky's faux military garb and dressed up like Fidel? He's missing an opportunity to showcase his cuteness and his heritage. Aside from makeup and wardrobe, Justy's always experimenting with different arrangements of facial hair, huh? Sometimes he's going for the Aramis Musketeer look. Sometimes it's the Miami Vice 5-day growth.
Look, Mommy, I'm so scruffy. Am I a man yet?
Whichever it is, he's always a fucking idiot. If you'd like to hear me completely demolish Trudeau, go to the February 2022 tab at thatlarryshow.com. It's episode 349, Larry Battles, T-Mobile, Trudeau, and the World. By the way, if you get your cell service through T-Mobile, you're getting ripped off big time. Check out that episode and discover where to get better service for less than half the cost. And nobody's paying me to plug their company. I just hold a grudge forever, and T-Mobile pissed me off. Oh, and their CEO thinks he's cute. Wears the sweatshirts with smiley faces on them. Entertainment is awash with cute people. Colbert has a raging case of the cutes. Not only is he not cute, he's not funny. Same for Seth Meyers. Jay Leno never thought he was cute, not for a second. And as much as Bill Maher can be a chooch, he never tries to be cute, which is why you can dislike him and his opinions, but it's hard to hate him. Back to politicians. Jacob Fry, mayor of Minneapolis, might be the biggest thinks-he's-cute douchebag in all of America. Check out the videos of him dancing in the street. Then look at the video of rioters storming, capturing, and burning a police station because Fry said that to defend it would have been a bad look. He should be costumed like Quasimodo, strapped to a rotating wagon in the town square, so people can throw rotten fruit, vegetables, and cat shit at him. Another scurrilous puke who thinks he's cute is California's governor, Gavin Newsom. Besides gaining notoriety for fucking his best friend and campaign manager's wife, Newsom has a host of other aren't I cute credits to his name. When he had the state masked and in lockdown, he was video recorded having a maskless blast at California's most expensive restaurant, the French Laundry. When he was exposed as a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do fraud, his answer was that he made a mistake and he owned it. When did owning something, whatever the fuck that means, owning one's egregious transgressions, how does that qualify someone for absolution? If Jeffrey Dahmer said he made a mistake and owned his torturing and murdering 17 victims, would that have made it okay? This own it bullshit needs to stop, to be rejected. And then there's Joe Biden. As a young political parasite, he definitely thought he was cute, ooh, a stud, a ladies' man. And he still kind of does, though in his debilitated state, he's probably more concerned with negotiating staircases and getting to bed on time. But there is the Botox, the hair plugs, the porcelain veneers, and the desperate attempts to look sharp and energetic, all of which fail. It's sad. What we need is a lot less coddling bullshit and a lot more Joan Rivers attitude.
Oh, grow up!
Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes. While you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. If you like what you just heard, click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and support the show. And we've got a fresh batch of weatherproof magnetic Lutfa stickers that's leave us the fuck alone. They dress up your vehicle, fridge, or any metal surface and tell the world exactly where you stand. Only $15 each or three for $40. Hell of a deal. Click the PayPal button to order. Be sure to leave a mailing address and mention the word Lutfa so I know that's what you want. Some have said that leaving an address at PayPal is a problem. If so, just send it to me by email. ThatLarryShow@gmail.com. If you've not heard, I've been co-hosting another show with Big Darren O'Neill. It's a little more political and current. It's called Planet Rage. We pretty much do to politicians what those terriers did to that rabbit. If that sounds appealing to you, go to planetrage.show, not .com, it's .show. And there you'll find over 100 episodes for your listening and raging pleasure. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. Accent on the abouts. And until that time, take no shit.